Now, all you motion picture Hollywood niggas and recording industry New York niggas are good entertainment and house niggas for your Jewish fathers. Now, your Jewish fathers are the ones who own, control, and monopolize the whole game. From Motown Records to Def Jam Recordings to Jive Records to Interscope Records. Every African American black nigga owes some motherfucking verbal respect and gratitude to the Jewish race and white boy race, Europeans, Italians, for all of our lights, cameras, and action in the recording and motion picture film industry. The only motherfucker that I would exclude from owing gratitude to these motherfuckers is Tyler Perry. I saw his documentary about 2 weeks ago. That motherfucker is the shit. He did all that shit on his own, through the people and by the people and for the people. So when it comes to lights, cameras, and action, Tyler Perry owns all of his lights, he owns all of his cameras, and he owns all of his action. So, except for Tyler Perry, all you other motherfuckers need to fall in line. Now, the motion picture industry, from Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, Walt Disney, Sony, Paramount Pictures, don't know black niggas own that shit, and so on, has given birth and introduced the African American culture, black nigga culture, or whatever the fuck you wanna call it, into the mainstream of corporate America, including the professional sports and athletic training black heroes, and it has always been a Jewish man or a Jewish woman in the background, giving life to all of our dreams and desires. Some of us have sold the fuck out. So let me say that real slow. Some of us have sold the fuck out, and some of us have paved the way for others to get it. Now, which one of you black ass motherfuckers are going to step to the plate and give Kenneth Tricky Williams some pave the way help? Isn't that something? I'm gonna just call it pave the way, motherfucker. Since y'all want to talk about all these awards y'all getting, and we paved the way for this and we paved the way for that, y'all motherfuckers are waiting for motherfuckers to die before you paved the way for anything. You big time niggas making $20 million with over 10 box office movies on your resume. Break me off with that high net worth, high risk investment money. Help produce my dreams and teach me how to become a true business black nigga or black man. Or will I just be another nigga with the help of another Jewish man? My man Joel Eisenberg, I want to give a shout out to Joel. His wife just passed away. I peeped that on social media. So what's happening, Joel? Which happens to be in the motion picture film industry, who made a decision to just help a nigga out. Whatever the case, Joel is my man, in my Denzel Washington voice from Training Day, my man. And he can call me his nigga anytime. And fuck you sensitive niggas with that black heritage shit. Besides, it's probably another Jewish man behind the scenes while you're on primetime. CBS, NBC, ABC, television, talking about that black heritage, black people need to help each other out shit. And then they switch to cable television networks when they lose their primetime spot. It's funny, or maybe it's just an observation, when black people are in the business meeting with white people and then an unknown black person is brought into the same meeting and the other nigga don't speak, won't help, and don't wanna get to know you. But you my nigga, a sellout nigga. What you think I'm gonna say, man? Fuck that bullshitting ass nigga. Fuck you think I'm gonna say? Let's look at what I consider the real niggas from a black man's perspective. Kenneth Tricky Williams from the projects with no proper education, but I can still understand what these original niggas had to endure just to be respected as African-American businessmen who became national and international ambassadors for black people worldwide. But they all had the same thing in common: Jewish people, the Italians, the Europeans, and white people throughout the start of their official public careers. Ain't that some shit? I want you to understand what I'm about to say. As black people, we are winners, and I'm standing on the shoulders of so many kings before me in hopes that someone may be inspired by the true story, Kenneth Tricky Williams, and stand on my shoulders and move it forward. Nelson Mandela, Red Fox, Sammy Davis Jr., Malcolm X, Harry Belafonte, Sidney Poitier, Martin Luther King Jr., Berry Gordy, Ray Childs, Don King, Dr. Frederick K.C. Price, Dick Gregory, James Brown, Flip Wilson, Quincy Jones, Bill Russell, Don Cornelius, Billy D. Williams, Johnny Cochran, Colin Powell, Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Muhammad Ali, Bill Duke, Muhammad Al-Amudar, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Samuel Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Denzel Washington, Arsenio Hall, Spike Lee, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Steve Harvey, Russell Simmons, Alakio Dangote, Grandmaster Flash, Michael Jackson, Curtis Blow, Magic Johnson, Eddie Murphy, Grandmaster Melly Mel, President Barack Obama, Michael Jordan, KRS-One, Dr. Dre, Mike Tyson, Jamie Foxx, LL Cool J, Will Smith, Tyler Perry, Ice Cube, Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, Tiger Woods, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James, just to name a few, the shoulders of kings that I'm standing on. This is a very impressive list of educated, intelligent, talented, gifted, professional, wealthy, and successful black men, other known as niggas, who have made generational impacts, good or bad, in their own personal lives, as well as in the lives of so many others worldwide with global impact. But I can't get close enough to none of these super niggas unless I'm connected to someone who seems to be so important that they can stop and say, "My brother, I will help you because I know the struggle. How much money do you need to take it to the next level for the cause?" These motherfuckers make money everywhere they go. I wonder who's making money off them. Think, nigga, think. We're a winner, and never let anybody say, "Well, you can't make it, 'cause a feeble mind is in you."